Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
I can't wait till episode 909.
I can't wait till the one after that.
Number nine. Hello and welcome to the TagCast, episode 209.
Hey, what day is it?
I am your host, Indian Gatch.
He's a silent Indian. Wait, he's a sleepy Indian. He's a quiet Indian.
Yep. Don't look for my wooden Indian, because I'm not going to show it to you.
And I'm the titanium white guy with one leg that's not wooden. I used to be part wooden Indian. Yeah. So, yeah, happy hump day. Yes. Hope you missed us on Monday.
Yeah.
Because we had some technical difficulties.
Whoa. Nice. I heard that there's a curse. That whenever you talk about these guys, that you'll lose an episode.
They expected us to play it backwards for the folks.
Did they?
Yeah. Number nine. And plus, we had James Hetfield and Dave Mustaine on the show.
No.
And now that's totally deleted.
I think somebody broke in and erased it is what happened.
Yeah. We come back around to upload it on Sunday night at midnight, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
It said deleted.
Kirk Hammett left his footprints, but I can't finger that
did
on
you
him
see
because
that
he was
little,
supposed to come over anyway.
Did you see that little icon? It was like little Lars Ulrich's signature.
It was. It was a... And, was, yep, and a...
You guys should have heard some of the stuff.
There was
that
a golden
Dave,
toilet icon.
Dave and James were spewing mad vomit about Lars and Kirk. Apparently, those guys go... When number nine... I should stop talking about that right now. But, hey, speaking of Lars and Kirk, happy hump day, you guys. Get out there and do some humping. We're going to give you an extra episode. It's not going to be extra, but we're giving you bam, bam, bam.
I sent
Isn't
you
that
a link.
The kid from Flintstones?
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam. Like bam, bam, bam.
One and a half of them.
Pebbles and bam, bam.
I sent you a link the other day, speaking of backwards masking, of a Prince song, Dirty... Darling Nikki, right?
I didn't, I did see, I was on my Kindle and I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, but what it is he says something, it's completely clear. I mean, it had to be known, and I probably knew about it, but just smoked it away in my memory. But it's like, hello, I know God is coming. Or
when you play it backwards?
Coming. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear as day. I mean, he is singing it. You know, and then the regular song, I think, has backmasking at the end of Darling Nikki, right?
I think. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I know.
I'll check it out. Like, I wonder if the Foo Fighters version actually says it, because it's part of the lyrics, or is it, like, actually backmasked?
It's backmasked, I'm pretty sure. But the thing that that brought it up was somebody asked, which is the better version?
Foo Fighters or Prince?
Yeah.
That's a hard call. I'm not too sure. I don't know. I'm not a huge Prince fan, but I admire what he does. I know he has a lot of talent, and it's pretty eccentric, like most kind of weird talented people are.
Yeah.
And so he's got kind of a weird, at least to me, a weird kind of reputation personally.
Oh, for sure. You
but
know,
hey.
He has that mysterious vibe that
exactly.
You don't know very much about him. So, you know, he looks like a freak.
And now
he's ever shown.
The artist formerly known as Fring.
Yeah. Well, you know why he went to Symbol, right?
No. Oh, because of legalities.
Yeah, the record contract.
Yeah.
And then once that was burnt out, he changed
his name
back. Don't
even get me started on those
record
contracts, man.
But, I wasn't that familiar with the Foo Fighters version. I'd probably heard it once. So
I heard it on the radio before I ever heard it.
And then I enjoyed it. You know, I mean, Dave Grohl is always... He always gives his all vocally.
Oh, yeah.
Know, into a song, but which is great. But, I mean, Darling Nikki by Prince just, it, like, reeks Prince.
Yeah,
more
it's
beyond
such a kind
the song.
Of a nasty
yeah, that's,
song.
Yeah, that's Prince in one song, probably.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to that for, like, the last day over and over.
His version?
Yeah. I like
and so you're getting sucked in by the backwards messaging then, right?
It is, but it's all a God message, though. I know... Heaven is waiting. Ha, 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 ha. That's what it does on there at the end.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I just like the fact that he finally got to change his name from back to Prince.
Is that what it was?
That's how you pronounce it. I don't know if you know, and we're getting sued because I used that at the end of our intro when it says, starts right now.
I bet Bob and Tom use this hat backmasking laugh.
It's like, ah,
10 times louder than the song. Somebody's trying to play a song in the background. You told me that you won one of their CDs one time, right?
Dude, just recently at Donkey Kong, and I already had it.
You won the same one.
I won it twice, but from someone else.
Oh,
and then so I kept it shrink wrapped and tried to sell it on eBay, and I didn't get any bids. Sorry, Bob. Sorry, Tom. But it's got some funny parts on it. I thought about keeping it because I couldn't sell it, and one of the discs got broken because I didn't really care about it. But that was from Drew and those guys. And speaking of those guys, we'll give them a shout out because Donkey Kong Comedy just started back up 2 days
Sweet.
Ago on Monday. But now, unfortunately, it's only every 2 weeks, which is okay because it's kind of much every week. But when it's every 2 weeks, sometimes I forget which week
it's
it
not
is.
That it doesn't have that momentum.
You don't always know. You're wondering.
Well,
is it
you got to go. Well, in each month, you'd have to decide whether it's even or odds.
Oh. Did you hear my stereo?
Yeah. Speaking of Bob and Tom, I remember there was an episode, wasn't there, where I was like, it was I Shot the Sheriff. And I was swearing up and down that Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, and Eric Clapton all did it.
And Tom Petty?
No. But it wasn't that song. It was Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah, and I mentioned that. The very first time that we were talking.
I'll have to listen back.
I don't remember what episode it was, but it was an early episode, and we were talking about.
Yeah, it was very early.
And I said, are you sure you're not thinking of Knocking on Heaven's Door with Guns N' Roses? And you're like, no, I'm pretty sure it was...
Yeah. I heard that by Guns N' Roses actually today, and I was all, I.
Did you know that the original version with Bob Dylan actually had that in? His producer didn't think that he was like, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 hey.
He's got a new album out.
Hey. I saw a post from a former stage sharing comedian. Michael Cunningham, a.k.a. Dean Clark. Remember him from the Dixie Show?
Uh-huh.
He said, I love you, Bob Dylan, but after hearing your new album, it might be time to hang it up.
He's like 79, right?
87, 9, 89, 98. I don't know. He's super old, yeah.
The first person to email us the age of Bob Dylan, we will email you back.
All right. We'll email you back. we might write a song for you. And yep. We'll say, thanks for giving us Bob Dylan's age. Yeah.
And we'll force you to change your name to Bob.
All right.
You'll be Tagcast Bob from that point forward.
Hey, yeah, because, you know, you could be Tag It Bob.
Yeah.
Or Tagcast Bob.
Yep. You get your very own nickname. That's how you win.
And if any of you listeners out there who also listen to the radio show K-Fly that we talk about, if you have a Throbbit name, you could just transfer that over to Tag It.
Yeah.
You could be Tag It Kevlar, if you're listening, buddy. Tag It Honey Boo Throbalicious or whatever. No, I can't remember. I'm sorry. I misquoted your name there, Honey Boo. But I don't even think you listen anyway, do you? No, you don't. Maybe you do. I don't know. So, yeah, we missed out on the Monday show, and that meant that you guys missed out on hearing about my bad weekend. I kind of had a shitty weekend.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Did you have a shitty weekend?
Yeah, I did.
My shitty weekend entailed getting stranded in Portland.
I heard about that.
I had a comedy show, as you know, because I've been plugging it away here to all you people. And I hope anybody that showed up to see me, I hope you didn't. I hope it was just like every other show. Nobody came. You guys all said you were going to.
It probably was that one.
But no, what happened was the kids at the last minute called us when we were just getting ready to leave, our teenage kids, older teenage kids, 19. We got tickets to a concert at the Roseland Theater, but our ride fell through tonight. Uh-huh. Can you give us a ride to Portland? I was like, usually it'd be, no. But we're like, dude, we just happen to be going to Portland right now. So sure, we'll give you guys a ride. We'll drop you off at the Roseland. We'll cruise over to Baghdad. I'll do my show. We'll come back. If you guys aren't done, we'll go to the Brody Theater and watch Ron Funches, who was in town from L.A. It was going to be a great night.
Uh-huh.
As soon as we got going over we got off the freeway, we're going over the Burnside Bridge. I can barely even get up the bridge because my fucking transmission is slipping. It was a bummer. But, so we got there, we let the kids out, and we're stranded, and we started calling people, put some Facebook message out. Crosby Bringer came to the rescue. Mm-hmm. He went to an auto store.
Right on Crosby,
He had helped us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He gave us this thing called Lucas Transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment.
I've made from the blood of
George
boys.
Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas.
Yeah, and it's expensive, but he bought it and I paid him for it. So what it does is it lubricates your valves so they operate properly, and it helps slipping transmissions. And I thought, yeah, right. It's like a gas additive. It's just something to suck money out of your wallet is what it was. So we kind of moved it back and forth. We had to wait a couple hours for the kids to get out of the Yellow Wolf concert. Anybody heard of Yellow Wolf? Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf?
He's a rapper. People were having...
Hey, yo, I'm Yellow Wolf.
So behind the Roseland Theater, they got this gate. So he was signing stuff through the gate, and they were
rhymes with Wolf?
Pulf? Lolf?
Yeah, a rapper, you want a name that rhymes easily, wouldn't you?
Bulf? Wolf? Nolf?
Isn't that Rap 101?
Fulf? Wolf. Maybe he says Woof.
So you're limited.
Toof? Burf? Anything that ends with TH kind of ends with wolf. Birthday or I lost my tooth.
I'm Yellow Wolf.
So they're throwing their shoes over the fence to have Yellow Wolf sign their tennies.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of that, but I guess I'm outdated. So anyway, Crosby brings us the stuff. We drive back and forth just right there because we didn't want to lose our spot. We had it all. I felt like George Costanza. I'm not moving my car. This is the fucking prime real estate spot right there. Didn't have to pay for parking. People kept waiting for us to move because we were sitting in our car. We're like, we're not moving. Uh-huh. We're just camping out. So then we didn't really want to try driving all the way home from Portland with our three kids with us, with just some transmission fluid helper.
Yeah. You know, you never know when where it's going to break down and where you're going to be stranded at night.
So luckily a good friend, Jake, came down. Actually, he went through way more than he had to. I told him not to a couple times, but he goes, I got a trailer. I'll borrow my bed. I'll hook it up to my truck. It wouldn't work on his truck, so he tried to borrow his dad's truck. His dad said no, like dads do sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Then he borrowed his friend's truck. He got up there about 1 o'clock, and so we got our home. We got home about 4:30, which was awesome because we didn't have to leave our car in Portland, which would have been a bummer because it probably would have got stripped.
I don't know.
Because people don't like Camrys. I mean, yeah. They do like them. They like to steal them, and they like to steal
so,
stuff.
So did he get it all sorted out?
Not before Sunday, so I had to miss both my comedy shows this weekend. So that was kind of a bummer. But and now as we drove it around town, because we don't have any other vehicle right now, because we've had flat tire, had to get two tires, then I had a flat tire on the van. This was all previous to the weekend, so I've been having bad karma and bad vanma. So, but now I'm driving it today. It's that stuff actually did help a lot.
I know.
It's kind of like putting, what they used to do? They'd put, sawdust. Sometimes people would put sawdust in their transmission right before they were trying to sell it to someone if their tranny was out.
So they
could take a test drive. Oh, ship's good. Everything's good. And they'd buy the car. And then a week later, or if they ever go to change their transmission fluid, it's just all full of sawdust.
Yeah.
But this stuff is super thick. Like, you could fill up the fucking funnel, and you'd have to sit there for, like, 5 minutes. That's how thick it was. But
wow.
It works, and we do have to get it fixed, but we just don't have the money.
Vanna loves her valves lubed.
Yes, she does. It helped so much. Man, that was awesome.
I decided this weekend, too, that kids would eat a lot more green vegetables if boogers were vegetables.
I don't know why kids like to eat boogers so much. Were you watching kids eat some boogers?
No, it just came to me.
My godson he ate a booger or two the last couple of days.
Yeah?
He'd just like pick his nose.
Well, what else? I guess as a kid, what else are you going to do with it?
And
right?
He kind of says it funny because he can't say burger or purple or anything. He says boober. So when he says booger, it kind of sounds like burger. So maybe he got confused. He just took a bite of it. I was like, no,
well,
don't
maybe
eat
he
those.
Doesn't like, you know, you tell him not to wipe it on his clothes. So
yeah, well, don't wipe it on your tongue or your teeth either, or your lips. But yeah, I think I forgot to mention on the podcast last week, and I wanted to, but we finally got a refrigerator fix. I don't know if any of the listeners know, but about a year ago, I spent like over $1,000 on this brand new awesome fridge.
Yeah, we
like,
talked about that, right?
Yeah, well, we did talk about it. Finally got it fixed, and
sweet.
It works. So
the guy from Samsung came, and he adjusted the color on the TV, and then it helped your refrigerator?
And now I can text just fine with my fridge. No, one time, it makes funny noises like you're getting a text message sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, what the deal was, this is the part I wanted to tell everybody. The fan, the cooling fan for the refrigerator, had a huge chunk of ice frozen on it, and the whole fan was just stopped dead.
Oh, really?
And so
you got to spray a defroster or something in there periodically or something?
No, he said he doesn't know why or how that would have happened. And he goes, if that ever happens again, you can just like unplug your fridge for a couple of days. It's not going to be working anyway.
Yeah.
And then that'll melt. What he did is he took the panel off and took the fan out and then chipped all the ice off of it. But and they were going to charge us $200, but we said,
what?
I know, we're bringing that one back. What? And we bitched and moaned, and sometimes if you do that, they don't make you pay.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, we'll do it this once.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to do it next time in Memphis.
my friend's parents had a fridge back in the day, and I used to go over there quite a bit, and it would get it was one of those fridges that was to the point to where I'd go, and then sometimes it wouldn't, right, you know? But then eventually it got to where it would just do that all the time.
That sucks.
Yeah, and, like, after 2 years of that, we were, you know, teenagers at that point, and so we'd just go in there and unplug the fridge. And then they'd get pissed, you know, because we were watching TV, and then, you know, all the food.
That noise was bugging me.
Yeah.
I don't mind my milk a little warm.
And then...
See, that's the thing. Ours started making a weird noise right before it stopped working, so we knew something was up.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be in the room, we'd hear like, tuk, 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 tuk. Like, and now we know that was the fan turning on and hitting the ice that was building up.
Yeah.
And at the time, we didn't know, and then it stopped doing it because the ice had built up so much that the fan couldn't even turn. We're like, oh, it quit doing it. Oh. It quit getting cold. So it's kind of good. But the freezer worked the whole time, so that was kind of cool. We could keep stuff fairly warm in a cooler, and then if we wanted a quick freeze, we'd kind of stick it in the freezer. And all of our ice cream and our frozen meats and stuff stayed stayed frozen. You remember we were talking about the sweaty balls ice cream?
Sweaty balls, Ben
now,
and Jerry's?
I still haven't tried that, but I saw a story from just a couple days ago. Ben and Jerry's are suing a hardcore porn company.
What?
Yeah.
For making a movie called Sweaty Balls?
No, it doesn't. And I'm surprised that that isn't one of the complaints or
you
whatever.
Think?
No, this porn company spoofed the line's flavors with its movie titles. And they use the actual look like the Ben and Jerry's thing when it comes up on the screen at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
For it was supposed to be Ben and Cherry's line of films.
Uh-huh.
And they had the Boston Cream Thigh and Harry Garcia were the two titles in question.
Oh man, I don't even want to think about Harry Garcia
that
in
would
the porno.
Be, yeah, that would be in the fetish section for Harry Mamas. Because we've talked before how if you want to see a hairy pussy, you either have to have a cat that's not shaved, or you got to go to the fetish section and say, I'm sorry that I'm so weird, but do you have any videos that have women with hair on their vaginas?
Or you just go Japanese, right?
And so, no, I've even seen some hairy Japanese. Hairy Japaneses.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they're typically hairy, right? Japanese.
I guess, but I've seen some shaved ones, too, because the Japanese that get into porn. But, yeah, let's see. The New York Daily Times reported that the ice cream company also accuses the porn of ripping off its logo, like I said, to make the covers for the DVDs. Uh-huh. And they're seeking all the profits from the movies as well as some unspecified damages.
Wow.
And
are the unedited floor clips?
And I'm thinking that, you know, it's a fine line these days, you'd think, because I think porn's a big industry where you make a lot of money.
The spoofing
but then again,
is huge.
Yeah, the spoofing is huge, but then again, you've got so much porn on the internet that people access
for
free. Yeah, Ron Jeremy. It's going to be a sad day when he dies, don't you think?
Oh, man.
Him and Jenna Jameson. It'd be cool if him and Jenna Jameson like died on the same day. That's a mean thing to say.
Wow.
But they're like, you know, and since we haven't had a show since last week, I don't think we've had any celebrity or important deaths, have we? Since
no, I can check it out.
I did check it. Well, you got a celebrity death app, but I just used my brain, which doesn't work as good as some of these apps.
But you know what slows down my brain is McDonald's nuggets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you still eat those?
That's my favorite thing to eat if I go to McDonald's, but I don't really go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't either, but sometimes I'll be with people who want to go there, and I'll go, whatever. I could be like one of those people like, I didn't go to McDonald's because it's so gross.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but you'll go to Carl's Jr. or Jack in the Box or whichever one you happen to choose and say, well, Burger King's kind of, but Wendy's burger's kind of more fresh because I saw a commercial and they said we never freeze any of our burgers. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Wendy's that says that?
I don't even
never
know.
Frozen, always fresh.
Never
bullshit.
Frozen, always rotten.
How can they not be frozen? You got truckloads of them going around the fucking country delivering to fucking, there might be 400 Wendy's in Portland probably alone.
Yeah.
Just think how many Wendy's are in L.A. You're not going to freeze any. Oh, no, we just have all these fresh burgers on hand every day. We just load them up, bring the cows in, slaughter them in the back fucking yard. Anyway, don't get me started.
Yeah, okay, so I guess we do have some.
Well, that one chick from the McGuire sisters, but I didn't really count her because I don't really know who she is.
No, I'm talking of Art Modell. He was a well-known NFL franchiser. And
I
team
saw
owner.
So many sports people, and I just ousted. I just looked away.
Jake Eberts was a well-known award-winning movie producer from Montreal, Canada.
I looked away.
He was well-known for his movies of Driving Miss Daisy. Have you seen that?
I have. Morgan Freeman, not dead.
Gandhi.
Wow.
Dances with Wolves.
Kevin Costner.
Who, yeah, his career is dead.
Yeah.
Chicken Run.
Wow.
And he also founded a couple film companies.
Was he just an old dude?
And
so
later
he died?
He was with National Geographic. Huh?
He didn't shoot himself or autoerotic asphyxiate. However the fuck you say that.
He died after having a brief illness.
Oh, I hate that. That's about as informative as he died from heart failure.
How can you die from a brief illness? It obviously was pretty long.
I was just sick for a day.
Dead.
Yeah. Boom. No, and then the heart failure, because it doesn't matter if you shoot yourself in the head or you die from cancer. The bottom line is your heart failed to beat. So that's what I'm saying. Well, I guess that's not so bad. I mean, it sucks when anyone dies, but I really care about.
And the guy who created the world's first laptop.
Ah, you mean the KFC meal for the kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Laptop. Dude, I used to go and get
Give
those
me laptop,
on Wednesdays because it'd be half-price laptop lunch Wednesday. And you'd get the full thing and it'd be like $2. And then
and
2 weeks
later. Up like a little laptop.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, I go and there's half as many chicken strips and there's only one side in there. And
that's
there's like a biscuit has a bite out of it.
Dude, you always want a computer that's like downsized, you know. You want,
yeah.
It holds more information, but it takes up less space. It's like every 6 months.
Yeah,
well, that
is.
Laptop meal's outdated. So what we've done is we've made it a little smaller and it packs a little more punch. But that old one, if you didn't eat it yet, just throw it away.
Yeah.
It's no good. But we're talking about death, so we might as well hit the birthdays real quick.
Right.
It's hump day, September 12th. Like I've heard you say many times, this guy might be in some trouble.
Uh-huh.
He's been in dire straits for years.
Oh, Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler. That's if you say every letter in that, it's a weird name.
Knopfler?
Knopfler. Which I just think it's Knopfler. Kind of like Doppler, but
I think he's well known for playing with his fingers, right?
He's a picker.
Doesn't really use a pick.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean the thing was, man, I can't believe he played Money for Nothing that intro with on his fingers. How does he do that?
Dude, that totally sounds fingery. But if you listen to Sultan's a Swing, that sounds like he's picking some shit. But I think he's got like a long fingernail in the middle or something weird like
he's
that.
He's cheating.
But
he's got a finger pick.
And I bet he's still doing it. He's been doing some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dire Straits is doing their thing anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are, but he's 63 today.
Wow.
So happy birthday.
He should retire.
That's right. And then reaching my age today, the ripe age of 44, Larry Lalonde, a.k.a. Lur. Do you know who that is? Former guitar player for the thrash metal band Possessed.
Oh, nice.
But he's in the band Primus.
I'm thinking of some
Primus.
TV character.
Primus guitarist, Larry Lalonde. Also joining us in the 44 Club, joining my club right now, one of our favorite podcasters and comedians and actors, Paul F. Tompkins.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Hello.
I wish you'd listen, because we'd come on the Pod F. Tomcast. We would play.
We'd go. We could be the bubbles in the background.
If you're still living in California or wherever you are, I don't know, maybe you're in New York now, but I pay for a bus ticket. You come up here to Albany and do our podcast.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds
awesome. I don't think you might ride the bus.
You're riding the bus, Thompson.
How about this? We'll pay for your bus ticket up here, and then we'll just talk about the bus trip up the whole time.
Yeah. Just how was your bus trip?
Yeah.
And I could just see you listening with your gap teeth there in the front, just going, your little mustache that you got right now, which, by the way, I don't know if that's a thing you and Jack Black got going on, but I might try the mustache.
Well, Paul F. Tompkins pulls off a mean mustache.
Oh, he's the mean mustache man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck with him. Yeah. And then we got a couple friends' birthdays, a good friend of mine who loaned me some records that I want to give back to him soon, Tim Wilkinson. He's one of those guys that...
Nice.
Born 56, he's 56.
Nice.
The 50-56 club. Nice. And I don't know how to pronounce
his
name.
Of club.
We went over this before, but a good friend of ours who comes to shows and whatnot, Josh S-C-I-R-E. I'm just going to spell it because I don't pronounce it.
Mr.
Shire.
Josh
Shire. Shire.
Shire.
Shire.
I'm going to say Shire.
Josh, I'm going to kick your ass because you can't pronounce my last name either. Terry Giel. Happy birthday to Josh. I think he actually listens. I don't know if Tim does. I shouldn't doubt anyone, but that's all of our birthdays for hump day.
Speaking of the Nuggets back, though, there, I was wondering
Sports.
Today, how many Nuggets
is a
can you, how many McDonald's Nuggets can you eat in the official 12-minute event?
Can I stop the clock while I have to go take a shit after 8 minutes of eating them?
No stopping the clock, but you can shit where you sit.
I would have a Chicken McNugget challenge with anyone. I've never even thought about it, but it just crossed my mind.
I'll sit down.
Hey, if you guys want to, we can't afford that, but if you guys want to sponsor us.
I'm
asking Dan Crowell.
Okay.
If you buy us an unlimited amount of Chicken McNuggets, me and Gatch will have an eat-off.
Yeah.
12 minutes of, and they can't stop eating.
Do you think you could eat 80?
I don't think I could eat 80 in 80 minutes. What's the most Chicken McNuggets you've ever eaten?
Oh, I can slam down a 20-pack and then a few more if somebody has some left over. Wow. I won't feel good with it.
But I'll do it.
But I'll do it.
You won't feel good later, right?
No. But I think I could, I mean, and that's, so I could do a 20-pack, like, in 3-4 minutes, probably, if I really wanted to chow it down. But I'm probably done as soon as I bite down into something that I don't think is really...
Would you get one of those hard chunks?
Yeah, then I'm done.
That's, like, harder than gristle, but mm-hmm. softer than bone?
Yeah.
You're like, is then this chicken marrow?
That's where I'm done.
See you, chicken marrow.
Chicken marrow.
So does it make you just feel like if you've eaten 24 nuggets? I don't think I've ever eaten a 20-pack by myself mm-hmm. because I'm just not a – but I drop
– Sometimes I wonder if I have that thing that tells me I'm full, but then also
and when you have
I
a
get
job,
stoned.
Like I remember back in the day when I used to have a job uh-huh. and you go for lunch, right? And if it's a busy place, it takes a little while to get out of the place and then you got to get to where you're going to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. You've got about 5 to 7 minutes to eat.
Yeah.
And if you want to smoke
a
cigarette. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You gotta wisely bide your time.
You do.
So you got
about. That's why I just smoke cigarettes at lunch.
So you do 24 in like 7 minutes, you think? Or was it a 12-minute eating thing? Or
well, when we did the Wow Hall show... And Kim got called away to deliver the baby, and
you had to
we
chow
were
fast
in there. And I was like wondering what the fuck to do, and I was shoving him in my face as fast as I could. It was probably 4 or 5 minutes that I ate 20.
Awesome.
At the, you know, and I mean, if I was really going for speed, I think. I mean, regardless, I'm not going to feel good.
Now, are we talking
like
in
days,
these...
But I could probably think I could go 50, 60 in 12 minutes.
For normal eating competitions, you're just allowed to drink water? Or
sure.
do they?
Yeah. I'd say you're allowed to drink anything you want, but I mean...
Pop would be stupid.
Yeah.
It's just air in your stomach. And, and if you're drinking water, you want to drink it in a way that's the least possible if you get an air bubble. I mean, you can always burp.
You soak, right? You soak.
Soak. In the chicken nuggets? Or could you have a biscuit with it?
Would you want the spicy barbecue sauce? Would you
eat sauce or would it be too dry? I don't know. There's so many options because that's wasting valuable time by dipping.
No, you dip while you're...
I just drink the sauce.
Yeah, there you go.
Just stick five
just
nuggets in your
it.
Mouth and just... No, you can't have it in those little containers. You got to have a bowl.
No,
we're talking,
you got to do it. If it's going to be McDonald's, you got to have the McDonald's barbecue sauce, I think.
But you got to have a ladle.
But you can squeeze those things like, and then you can just like lick it like it's a pussy of barbecue sauce.
What if they kind of did it like the KFC bowls where they just put it in a bowl that's like... Or like cereal, say. Uh-huh. But the cereal... is McNuggets and the milk is sauce.
Oh, wow.
And that way you can just eat sauce, but that'd be overkill, I guess. Too much.
Well, no, you'd probably, no. Well,
I don't like my
like,
nuggets completely covered in sauce.
I think in a 20 piece, they give you 2 packets for free. So you'd have two in there. You'd mix 2 in there with.
I think if we were doing this
nuggets.
And someone had sponsored us, they would give us an unlimited amount of sauce.
I think, yeah.
Say, you know, because if it happened,
it's fair,
we'd probably be
20
doing
a, bucks a person.
We'd be doing a live video podcast from McDonald's in Lebanon.
Yeah. So $20 would buy us 80 nuggets each. And if anybody goes 80 nuggets, I mean, that'll be hands down the winner, right? In 12 minutes. What's that about?
Are we asking other people to challenge us too? Let's do it.
Yeah, I think so. I guess the kid at work said that he would do it, and I, you know, and then someone else said so. I think this could be a yearly event. I think
all right, well, hopefully, Dan Krall, that this is sufficient to the Icy Hot Whack-Off Challenge. Which
Dan
is,
would, yeah, but I don't think he'd sponsor it because they're not his chickens.
Maybe he would provide the nugs. Oh, yeah. Wait, his chickens don't even come with nuggets. That's right.
Well, he would have to
He grows those organic nuggetless chickens.
Do you think how good would pink slime be if it was made from organic chickens?
It would be probably better than just the regular old pink slime.
Yeah. So I want to try some pink slime from your chickens, Dan.
I don't. Well,
we'll
it might
process
be...
it into an organic McDonald's type processed... artificially or naturally discolored.
There's a pretty good chance that his chickens are not only nuggetless, but they're pink slimeless too. He'd be so like, here's my best impersonation of Dan. Oh, no, our chick. Wait, sorry. Here, I'm going to turn around for a second. This is my best impersonation of Dan Grohl. Oh, no, our chickens are totally organic. There's no nuggets and there's no pink slime. Ride my pedicab. Y'all will give you a free ride. We'll start a no-wave band. Thank you. Thank
there
you
was
much.
He was giving a ride to Jill. What's her name? One of the candidates.
I saw that picture.
Yeah.
She's from the Green Party, so yep. I support her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not voting for her because I don't vote. And if anybody doesn't like it, go ahead, call me. Send me an email. We'll talk.
Hey, if somebody votes, they have no right to bitch at you for not voting.
Hey.
Wait.
You got any guns?
You got any gums?
You got any guns? You got any gums? So we're talking about fat people, and I was wondering, a lot of people probably get pissed if you'd feed chicken nuggets to a dog, right? Because,
the McDonald's nuggets?
Yeah, well, what do you think's in their dog food?
Well,
and didn't
what else
you say,
are you gonna do with nuggets?
Don't you have a friend or something at work that has wiener dogs?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, now, do you have any idea if his dog, have you seen him ever?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Are they regular size?
He brought them into work.
Are they regular size ones?
Yeah, regular size.
I saw a story. This
little
lady,
over ankle high.
This lady from somewhere in the United States started a Facebook page to raise money. She has a 77-pound wiener dog.
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be twice as big as its normal. I guess they're only supposed to be about 35, 40. I couldn't even imagine a 35-pound wiener dog. But this is a 77-pound wiener dog, and so she started a Facebook page as a campaign to raise money to help it lose weight. I don't know if she's going to have like a...
Why doesn't she just cut it into two dogs?
Yeah, just cut the wiener down the middle and then put the two buns and you could serve it up. But I just thought that was pathetic, you know, or and I'm going to follow it to make sure if she gets her goal or something. Fuck, I'm going to start Facebook campaigning for wiener dogs or something equally stupid.
So.
My foot has a corn on it, and I have to see the foot doctor, so please send me a dollar. Everybody.
I'm doing something almost as goofy. I'm doing a coffee table book called Cats in Santa Hats.
I've seen some of those pictures, and God, they're so adorable.
Believe it or not, I'm getting more submissions of cat pictures than I am from bands for the yearbook.
Well, of course you are. What's the most popular video on YouTube and TV? Adorable cat videos.
It is.
Yep.
And they have a show, like it's a 4-hour show just called Cute Kittens.
And I cannot even fathom the idea of anyone saying no to letting their cat be involved in the Santa hat. They would probably not only seek it out when they heard there's a Santa hat cat book.
Yeah.
That'd
be huge.
Man.
Hey, you know why they sell hot dogs in 8-packs?
Because buns come in 8-packs.
No, it's because when two girls have their little party, right, they can practice dactyling with the 8 dogs. There's 4 each.
Is that? Oh, wow. That's a good...
It's a dactyl pack.
Dactyl pack. See, I always thought that had something to do with the old dinosaurs because I thought hot dogs used to come from dinosaur meat back in the day. And that's when the dactyl pack made sense to me, but I had no idea. That's weird.
And if you've been in a lot of dactyls, you're known as a dinosaur.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So that's kind of like in the same thing with the cougars and the pumas and the leopards and the, what was the one, the gazelle? The gazelles.
The gazelles.
Not to be confused with Giselle. So you know, today, in today's world, you can get hot dogs with just about any kind of, you know, you can get turkey dogs, beef dogs. But do you think that's
roast, red pepper, and garlic?
Do you really
chive?
Think? Oh, do you really think that that's what in there? And why I said, oh, all of a sudden, because my brain just popped and said, I saw a picture for not just a Big Bite hot dog, but regular just hot dog chips. They were like Ruffles, but they weren't Ruffles brand, but they generic Ruffles. And it has a picture of a hot dog with mustard and ketchup and relish on it. It's hot dog chips. And the person that posted it said, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. But so hot dog chips, gross.
Well, hot dog chips is questionable because what it could be is because hot dogs are round, they could be sliced up and then baked into chips, right?
But these were actually pieces of potatoes, I think, with just hot dog lips and assholes. But I don't understand how they can even say these are turkey dogs. These are these other kind of dogs from pork. Do you know what, like back in the day before you could choose, did they ever say where hot dogs came from most? Were they pigs, pork dogs, or beef hot dogs? Would they say beef franks?
I think it'd just be lowest scrap. Right? I
mean, yum!
Well, it's mostly probably just floor scrappings is what it started as.
Wow.
Right? Just like leftover processed, you don't know what it is, they just put it in a tube.
I wonder if you could make hot dogs out of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just grind up bacon instead of all the floor scraps.
Yeah.
Like pre-cooked bacon hot dog.
Yeah, you just wrap a hot dog in bacon.
So funny, we're talking about wiener dogs, and then we start talking about hot dogs. And now I just said something about bacon, and I got this story. This guy got arrested just the other day in Massachusetts for attacking his mother when she berated him for eating too much bacon. He got 4 months in jail.
Berate the bacon.
He berated his mother. Oh, wait, no, she berated him.
For eating bacon?
For eating too much bacon. And now he's in jail for 4 months. Dude.
Wow.
So basically he's in jail for eating bacon. Because if he wouldn't have ate so much bacon, his mom wouldn't have berated him, and he wouldn't have knocked her on the ground and disabled her phone when she attempted to call for help. He's like, you fucking bitch, mom. I'll eat as much goddamn bacon as I want. I wonder how much...
He probably wanted to baconize her bingo wings.
Oh, he ate all the bacon that she was saving for later in the week, so she that makes more sense.
Yeah, I heard she was hiding some in her crack of her butt.
Wow.
And he was reaching for it, and that's when she had had enough.
Then he got it out of there and just ate it.
Yeah.
Licked it clean. Gross.
Hey, watch out for my next book, Hot Dogs with Santa Hats.
Ooh. You'd have a porn magazine called Hot Dogs and Cottage Cheese.
Well, they got that one for kids. It's called Hot Dog, but I've never seen anything about hot dogs in there.
Hot Dogs and what? It's a kid book for hot dogs?
It's like a magazine for them.
Like highlights?
Kind of, yeah, but more like celebrity-based, like they'd have like Fonzie or something in there.
Hot dog!
Yeah, or a Snoopy feature. Or not a, yeah, or a Snoopy, or like a Scooby-Doo is what I was originally thinking.
What do you got to be so Snoopy for?
Hot dog! Did you check out that Octodog thing?
I did. That's very creative. And then somehow it might have been connected or not connected, or it's one of those things where you see I saw some weird orange peel things that people were making.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some guy with a penis. Yeah. And they pull the core out just in the right spot. Yep. And then like, but yeah, those Octodogs were pretty, still gross. Still hot dogs. I eat corn dogs that have hot dogs in them, and I ate the rest of, I eat hot dogs, but you know, I eat stuff all the time, but I don't even know for sure what it is, because how can you know? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't ever know what you're eating.
The darker they are, the better they look, though, right?
When they're like, more cooked up.
Like when you go to the Circle K, you know?
Burnt weenie sandwiches.
You grab the darkest one, right?
Well, I don't think it makes a difference. That just means it's been in the case longer.
Yeah.
But, like, say if you're roasting weenies or, say, on the campfire, or, say, you're, like, making some gourmet octo dogs.
Yeah.
And the ones I saw in there, some of them were, like, burnt. Not burnt, but they were, like, charred a little bit. Like
shaded.
Like a burnt weenie sandwich, which is good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's better than eating a raw dog, which I used to just chow down on raw dogs when I was a kid, and now kids do it today. They're like, oh, hot dog. I was like, whoa, are you going to get sick?
Hot dog.
Hot
in the
dog.
City. I had no idea Truculence was still together.
They're kind of a different band, but with the same main dude. But yeah, they've been around for a while. Weird story.
Porno grind, right?
Yeah, still doing the porno grind.
Is
that
self-proclaimed, or is that...
No, there's other bands. Okay. Well, yeah, they're self-proclaimed, but they definitely fit the genre because there's been some other bands that do that same stuff. But, yeah, they're old guitarists like that used to play with the Domesticide back in the day when we used to do shows with those guys.
Uh-huh.
Rest in peace. He actually committed suicide a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
So Dan lost a friend. But, you know, he was one of those, you know, not to disrespect the dead, but he was quite the character, to be nice, I guess I should say. And one time when Dan from Truculence, when he was playing with Sadistic, they came over the show after the show to our house, and they hung out for a while. And She's like, I don't like that guy, man. He's such a dick. He was all arrogant and this and that. And he's like, yeah, it's cool, though, because he killed himself. He's dead now. You don't have to worry about him. And he's being funny about it because he's just that kind of guy. And she's like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. He goes, no, it's no big deal. It's been a couple of years. I don't care. He goes, everybody said that. It's like, whoa, I'm going to talk some shit here for a second, and then I'm going to find out that he's actually dead.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, what's in Hansa City play,
y'all? Oh, I got that down here somewhere on my list. Hans is a little bit sick. Hope you're feeling better, Hans. He went to the doctor yesterday, and he's trying to get himself together so we could have a grief hammer practice. And today,
his back's doing better, though, right? But now he's sick with something else?
Yeah, his back's better, but
you
he's...
You gotta watch out, because all it starts off with is that you're just briefly ill.
And then you could just be dead.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or not, Hans, but there's this one disease that's a quick killer, AIDS. AIDS is out there. And if you're feeling ill, I'm probably 99% sure you probably have AIDS.
Yeah, my friend has hearing aids.
And it's from getting his ear pussy fucked.
And I asked him before that if he had hearing HIV.
And he said,
huh? He said,
HIV? Yeah. What'd you say?
So, I said, hey, don't worry, man. I got hearing syphilis.
And this is just awesome memory on my stoner end of the deal, but a Monday show got bleep deleted accidentally.
Deleted.
And Hans's CD player selection that day was Caius. I just bragged about my great stoner memory. Pretty sure it was Welcome to Sky Valley. Yeah, so that was Hans's Monday, and today's Hump Day Wednesday. What's he doing? Ooh, he's getting a little underground on us. Mind Rot.
Oh, I
you ever heard of those guys?
No. Oh, well, his name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I remember them from back in the day, and he's listening to the album Dawning today. The day
is that
dawning.
Like,
dawning.
Like you're donning some apparel?
It's like the...
Deck the halls and don apparel.
It's like dactyling. But it's when you're sucking eight dicks right when the sun comes up. Dawning.
Oh, man. I love it when we make new terminology.
Or
now somebody's got to go out and try that.
There's also
the first
slight
person to try that.
There's a slight derivative on the dawning section. There's actually opposition from two separate camps who think that they actually invented it. The other dawning I heard of is when you stick a small, well, it doesn't have to be small, but you turn a really bright LED flashlight on and stick it up the chick's ass, and then you have her spread her pussy lips open, and that's called dawning because it sounds like it looks like the sun's coming up. And so they've been fighting online about that forever. So Hans, if the Mind Rot album has anything to do with the sex act, let us know.
Yeah.
By the way, last week when he was listening to Ass Fix,
yeah,
he needed to get his ass fixed. He said that was actually two CDs ago, so it wasn't an old CD.
Uh-huh.
And I knew he wanted to call in, but our show isn't live.
Man.
But speaking of our show being live, we are going to record a live show this weekend. So
look out for my
three
new
days.
Book, Live Shows with Santa Hats.
That's right. We're all going to wear Santa hats. Or not.
Well, yeah.
But it's only 3 days away, so please, we're trying to get as many people down to the Dixie Creek Saloon as possible, because the more people that come, the more times we can just keep doing this comedy showcase. We're at number three.
Now, do you have a strategy of how we're going to, are we going to bring them up one at a time, or are we just going to have a big old panel?
I think we might bring them up and then leave them up, kind of like some of the shows, unless they don't want to hang around.
Right.
Like, I know that Mac and Chris...
Bring them up, leave them up.
And even Andy, they kind of feed off each other together pretty good. And it's just up to them. If they want the chance of someone stealing their glory for a one-on-one episode. But I think it's more about the comedy than anything. So.
For sure.
Oh,
for
shit.
Sure.
It's the fucking ice cream truck. And they're back to music box dancing.
Are you going to have a big desk?
I don't...
Like late night?
I don't know. Where would I... I don't have one. Maybe I could get Chris Ring to bring his desk from Music Bites.
What about if you push the stage forward and then you just ducked on back behind it?
Well, maybe then, I could just take, you know, those movable partitions that are stacked up. I could just stack like three of them up and then sit behind it, Indian style.
Yeah.
And then we could have Chris Castle
set. And then I'll
sit
in
half
the big comfy chair.
Oh, wait, you'd sit Indian style.
Yeah.
And then Chris Castle's could set half Mexican style.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Bradwin could set red-faced Irish style.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but I'm
gonna sit Indian style on your desk, and from the crowd, it'll look as if I'm sitting on your shoulder like a parrot.
Wow, that's crazy. I think. See, you guys should probably be. I look away from Dustin and look towards the door or the corner when I'm talking to you folks out there in internet's land. You guys should be totally intrigued about what's going to go on at the first live podcast taping. It's going to be. It's going to be tits. I like to say.
Yep.
And I bet there'll be some tits there. There's going to be at least 13 people. I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm.
There could be as many as 113.
And there could be as many boob cakes as people are willing to bring.
And if you do bring a boob cake, we will have a cake walk.
<We're> gonna, yes, that will be awesome.
But we're going to call it the titty walk.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be
the chairs
cakes.
Already have numbers on the back.
Maybe we could play musical cakes.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but that was so funny I kind of forgot.
I've been prairie dogging since the beginning of this episode.
I heard that your prairie dog was looking, we were trying to decide whether it saw a shadow or not today.
Yeah, it did see its shadow.
Really?
That means six more weeks of
Indian
summer.
Indian summer.
Of Indian summer.
Wow, the prairie dog saw a shadow. Yeah. Oh, don't let me forget.
That involves like three or four mirrors.
I know, and that's a hard thing to do. You need one of those periscope mirrors. And those are hard to find. Or a good friend that will help you out in a situation like that.
Yeah.
After we talk about what's in Hans' CD player, we usually go to what's on Terry's turntable. Here's an old one that I was listening to the other day, and I got it at a garage sale or a Goodwill. And like some of the songs, like any record owners know that you can kind of try to clean up records or like get the grooves straightened out by maybe putting some extra pressure on the needle to kind of like, I don't know, get the scratches. This one has some irreversible scratches, but I still listen to it, even though I have some of the songs on a compilation CD, Devo, Are We Not Men, We Are Devo.
Nice.
Uncontrollable Urge. That song, I think, kind of got brought to the more mainstream by that Rob Dyrdek show, Ridiculousness. I don't know if you ever watched that. But now I see my kids running around singing, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, some Devo, because what I did is I was watching some old Saturday Night Live, and Devo was on there, which, by the way, Devo and Blondie just played up in Portland, I think, last couple days ago. I tried to win tickets, but it didn't work out.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Check out Devo, any kids who don't know who they are, and any Indians who don't know who they are.
Yeah. Speaking of Indians, I have
hey, someone's at the door.
I have an Indian in my junk drawer. It's one of those little Last of the Mohican little things.
I think someone's at the podcast door.
Yeah.
I heard someone say, hey, guys.
There's kind of like a latch going on there.
I know. Someone's going to have to get up and let him in.
Yeah.
Where's Jerry Murphy when you need him? God damn it, Jerry. Oh, well, that's okay. Hey, you know that I don't like to talk about sports, but just for you, I got a question. Did you hear?
I can answer. Yes, I did, actually.
In Greeley, Colorado, that they have banned students from wearing Peyton Manning jerseys.
Wow, why?
Because it has a number 18 on it. And that is affiliated with gangs in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
The number 18. What's going on?
I guess there's some gangs in the area of Colorado that have, that's their, you know, like they got 13 gangs and 18 gangs and whatnot. So I guess they said no Peyton Manning jerseys because his number is 18.
In all of Colorado?
Just in Greeley, Colorado at a certain high school.
Wow.
Just in
the
area.
I don't think anybody should ever wear a Peyton Manning jersey. That's
all right.
Just a personal
See, that's
thing.
Why I don't like to bring up sports with you, because you're so opinionated when it comes to
them.
I am, too.
Man.
My opinion is that they're all idiots. But that's just me.
Yeah.
No last words or anything?
I don't have nothing.
I'm just going to have you dub in the sound later, so as far as I know, it might be going right now. So, you guys, we hope you have a happy Wednesday. Get some humping done.
Yeah,
it's hump day. And say happy birthday to Mark Knopfler, because he's in dire straits.
Yes.
He might be.
He's always in trouble.
He needs some help, so check him out. Tune in Friday. Got a great show, so we'll see you guys then. A couple days, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Rock on.
And metal. Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the ZappaCast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gats, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com.
Hello, this is
Gary Murphy
from
Gary Murphy.
Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on your Amazon link on the top of their page.
TagCastPodcast.com.